Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We're continuing the Halachos of Kiddush. We're nearing the end of Hilchos Kiddush. And Rosh Hashem will have a few more shiurim on Hilchos Kiddush. So it's mentioned a few times that you can make Kiddush on bread, on pas, on the challahs. And if you do that, what the process is, you put your hands on the challah until you finish Kiddush. That's how you would make, and you say the Lashon of Kiddush, and just substitute Hamaitzi for Bayer Priya Gofen. But if you have wine, you should not make Kiddush pas. Only if you don't have wine or you cannot drink wine, should you make Kiddush on bread. Now, there's a big machlokes if you're allowed to use Chamar Medina for Kiddush on Friday night. And exactly what is Chamar Medina? It's also a Shaila. Chamar Medina is something, a chashev, a drink of that time. So therefore, the Paiskin Paskin, that you should not make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, which means on something else besides the wine, you should not make Kiddush on beer or on schnapps Friday night. And if you don't have wine, it's better just to make Kiddush on the bread, on the challahs. Now, the Achronim write that a Yari Shemayim should put a hat on and wear a jacket when he makes Kiddush. Because one of the things that it says by Kosher Bracha is Ituf. And Ituf means to wrap yourself. So therefore, in order to Mekayim that in Ituf, it's a Nachoin, it's the right thing to do, to put on a hat and jacket when you make Kiddush. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, how do you hold a Kais? He says, Mekabla B'shtei Yadov, you pick it up with two hands. This Shulchan Aruch is in Kesim Kuf Pei Gimel by Kosher Bracha. It's talking about benching there. So it says you pick it up with two hands. You hold it in your right hand, and you should not help with the left hand. It means when you're making the bracha, only hold it with the right hand. And the Ramah says, the left hand should not touch the kais. But if you put the left hand under the right hand to hold it up, and that's fine. And you should pick it off the table a tefach. You should hold it off the table a tefach. A tefach usually is 3 or 4 inches. You should hold it off the table that much when you're making kiddush. Now the Mishnah Brura brings down that the Shlo writes that a pikabala, it's the right thing to do to put the kais in your right hand and have your fingers sticking up. That's the correct way to make kiddush according to Shlo. Mishnah Brura brings down the Shlo. They used to have your fingers sticking up, hold the kais like in your palm, and your fingers sticking up. But lemaisa, this surah is not makiv, and any way you do it, avada you are yotze kiddush. Even sitting down on the table and you're touching it on the table, that also b'diav yotze kiddush. This is the chachilidik way of making kiddush. And the Mishnah Brura also brings up among Avram, you should not wear gloves when you make kiddush. You should hold the dafka in your hand. And another halacha is that a lefty puts it in his left hand. He doesn't put the kais in his right hand, he puts it in his left hand. Now the Ramah writes in Simrei Shen Aleph in Hilchos Kiddush that when you start kiddush, you should look at the neiros. And if it's shasta kiddush, you should look at the kais of bracha. Now what does he mean? The Makar is from Maril. The Maril says that he brings down that someone should look at the neiros when he makes kiddush. What's the reason? Because ner is 250, nun and resh is 250, and 250 times 2 is 500. And it's a refuah to psia gasa. The Gemara says someone takes big steps, he loses 1/500th of his eyesight. Therefore, it's a schooler for your eyesight to look at the neiros. And the Maril even asked, the L'chaira, you have to look at the kais because that helps for kavana to look at the kais, like it says at Birchas Hamazon. So he makes a pshara. He says, when you start by echulu, you look at the neiros. And then Mashas Kiddush, look at the kais. That's the Ramah Paskins, and that's how the minig is. You look at the neiros by the beginning of Ayichulu, and then you take a look at the kais, Bishas, the bracha of Kiddush.